colleague 676.
Appoint Jeffrey Cordial, Aaron Fagry, Joshua Kleiber, David Posada, and Bob Sweeney to the Alternative Technology Advisory Committee for terms to expire June 19, 2021.
Commissioner Daly.
Thank you, Mayor. I have the pleasure of bringing forward five new appointees to the Alternative Technology Advisory Committee, or ATAC. The Bureau of Development Services established the alternative, I'm just going to say ATAC, to provide expert advice on the viability of new sustainable technologies that aren't covered by the building code. The ATAC assists BDS in evaluating sustainable technologies by reviewing available test data, case studies, or any other relevant information submitted by an applicant. Based on the submitted information, ATAC will make a recommendation to the Bureau of Development Services on the use of technology. And now, Mika Keenan from BDS will present the proposed appointees. Welcome.
Thank you.
Morning.
Good morning. My name is Mika Keenan. I'm with the Bureau of Development Services, and I'm here on behalf of Terry Whitehill, our building official. So Portland City Code 24 requires that the Alternative Technology Advisory Committee have a minimum of 3 members appointed by the mayor and approved by City Council. The members shall consist of design professionals, construction contractors, and persons associated with a university with an engineering school. Our first appointee is Jeffrey Cordial to the ATAC, and Jeffrey has spent the last 9 years of his career learning the ins and outs of sustainable building technology and green energy production. Jeffrey has been heavily involved in the solar and green energy industry in Portland through his role on PAC Northwest, district manager for CED Green Tech, and as a business member of both the U.S. Green Building Council and the Oregon Solar Energy Industry Association. The second appointee is Aaron Fagry, and Aaron has 35 years of experience in architecture and engineering and has worked on many innovative projects. He is the principal of his own firm, working in Oregon, California, Washington, British Columbia, and many other locations. He is a physicist, architect, civil engineer, and landscape architect who specializes in work requiring sensitive cooperation between citizen groups, public agencies, and the business community with a particular interest in public and community facilities. The third appointee is Joshua Kleiber. And Joshua has over 6 years of code consulting experience in Portland and other jurisdictions and 10 years experience in residential remodeling. Over the years, Joshua has worked with teams of architects, developers, engineers, plan reviewers, and inspectors on a daily basis. These teams run the gamut from residential owners to design teams of multinational corporations that are based in the U.S., China, Bangladesh, Canada, Guyana, and other countries. The fourth appointee is David Posada. And David has over 13 years' experience providing expertise in energy efficiency and sustainability strategies for leading architectural firms. David was the co-designer of the first Portland Metro Habitat for Humanity houses to achieve LEED certification. He served as passive house consultant for one of the first certified multifamily passive house projects in the U.S. And finally, Bob Sweeney is the last appointee. And Bob has over 40 years of experience in public health and environmental protection with emphasis on on-site water treatment regulations, siting, design inspections, troubleshooting, and training. He has extensive experience reviewing, approving, and applying for approval of innovative technology. Does anybody have any questions?
Commissioner Fritz.
There doesn't appear to be anybody who identifies as a woman on this committee.
No.
Why is that?
I couldn't answer that specifically. I believe that the process for selecting ATAC members is to do an open recruitment, and then the applicants are reviewed based on skills, so it could be that maybe nobody... no women applied for this committee. I'm not really sure. I can get back to you on that and check on the process.
You mentioned that there's a minimum of three. Is there a maximum specified for how many people can be on it?
I don't believe so.
So, as we know, sometimes women don't volunteer because we think that we are not worthy or whatever, or maybe just didn't. Would you be willing to do some additional outreach and bring back a couple of nominees who identify as female? Because it just is extremely troubling to me in 2018, especially for a technology committee, especially with engineering, because we know from the experience with the Water Bureau and Parks and Environmental Services, we do have female engineers.
Right. Absolutely.
And maybe people could take this, who might be watching at home. So what is the time commitment for this committee?
The committee, I believe, convenes on an as-needed basis when there are applications that come in. So these technologies are outside of the building code, so there's not really a code for them to follow. The committee was in place in 2006 and 2007, but was disbanded because there wasn't a need for the committee during the downturn in the economy. So it was recently brought together based on need. So I think as applications come in, the committee comes together to review them.
So could you give an estimate of if somebody was thinking, well, maybe I could volunteer for this, so how often and for how long would they be meeting?
Well, I know most of the committees work on a monthly basis. Sometimes boards don't meet if there's no application, so I would say the most this committee would probably meet is monthly.
And for an hour or two at a time?
Correct.
During the workday?
Correct.
Okay. So, and how would somebody get in touch with you to volunteer her services?
Well, I would say that the best person to contact would be Terry Whitehill, who is our building official. I can work with Terry on doing additional outreach and get you some more information on how these folks were selected.
Or somebody could call 823-4000 and say, I'd like to be on the technology committee.
Correct. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. If I could just add, there are a number of organizations that focus on partnership and leadership development of women specifically engaged in technology, and I think we should be very intentional in our outreach to those organizations. I'm sure they could connect us with a lot of potentially interested candidates. I share Commissioner Fritz's concern, both about the lack of women as well as the lack of people of color on the committee, given all of our other objectives and, frankly, the investments we're making through Prosper Portland to help facilitate growth in entrepreneurial and technology opportunities for women and people of color. It just feels like there's a disconnect here.
Okay.
And it's on us to address it, and I hear you saying that loudly and clearly, that's your objective. So I'm glad to hear that.
Okay.
And thank you for Commissioner Fritz for raising that. Any further items? Otherwise, I'll take a motion.
Move to accept the nominations.
And I'll second.
Appointments, sorry.
Please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you to the committee members for their service. Aye.
Udaly.
Thank you, Mika, for being here, and thank you to our new committee members. I vote aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, Mika Keenan, and having worked with you on the Having worked with you on the...
Excuse me. This is a report.
You can
there, excuse
make
me.
Anything a report.
This is, this is an interruption in violation of
That's
policy.
Not a report.
Thank you, Mika Keenan, having worked with you on the tree code.
Excuse
I know
me.
How hard you work to be inclusive. And so.
Excuse me, Mr. Walsh, you've been warned.
Would you explain that?
One moment. Sorry for the interruption.
Would you explain that?
It is a fact.
This is a report. There is no public testimony on a report.
This is not a report.
It says right in the agenda, right here, report. It is a report.
You're not asking anything. I'm asking Tell the mayor to throw me out. Fraud!
Did I already call the roll?
I'm in the middle of making my speech.
I'm sorry.
I was hoping to not be interrupted again. So my comments are in no way disparaging you, nor the five people who are volunteering to serve on this committee. I appreciate them stepping up to serve. I just know that there are people out there who can add a different perspective. And so
Get
with that...
Man, the sugar words. anything. You're a fraud too, Amanda. I'm leaving. Five shits.
Wow, that shows us.
Never a dull moment.
It's really challenging to keep one's train of thought under circumstances like this. I think I'll just vote aye.
Wheeler.
Thank you. I think this is a great time to be involved in this committee, and I appreciate your very positive response to Commissioner Fritz's questions about the participation of women in particular on this committee. The city is moving ahead in leaps and bounds to adopt technologies, to find new ways to engage technologies in all of our bureaus and in all of our activities. And I believe this committee is going to be the nexus of a lot of those opportunities. So thank you. I vote aye. The report is accepted. We'll do a second reading.